7:43 is our time this morning on Swift 98 and the Spur. A quick legislative report this morning from Representative Scott Heiner, House District 18, which does cover Southern Lincoln County. Good morning, Representative Heiner. It's, been a sprint since day one of the session, it seems like, this year, and coming down to, what, a week and a half left, correct?
Yes, Duke, this is our short session. We only have 20 days that we'll be in session, and we're finished up with the third week, so we got one more week to go, and then we have a couple of days off and coming back next Wednesday, a week from this Wednesday, just for veto overrides, if there are any.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty busy. The budget has taken up a majority of that time, but we should be signing the budget today. Both chambers, we've agreed upon a budget, and so we're off to the races there.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to start right there. Of course, you were part of the Joint Conference Committee, which met last week, and looks like you may be finalizing that today. Give us some of the highlights in the budget as it stands now after the Joint Conference Committee meetings.
Okay, so the budget, we run mirror bills, one in each chamber, one in the Senate and one in the House. And then we come together and work out our differences. So once it went through each chamber, we had about $170 million difference between the Senate and the House budgets. And then a joint conference committee is appointed to work out those differences. It's five members from each chamber, and we were able to work out those differences. And so ultimately, we have now we have a budget. We're going to vote on it this morning, and it's about $140 million below what the governor requested. Of course, the Senate came in a little higher than what the governor had asked. They actually added more money to it. But ultimately, we resolved and those differences and came in a little bit below what the governor requested. So some of the key points, University of Wyoming funding has all been restored, but there's a caveat there that in order to get this all this money, they have to identify some efficiencies. They're going to do a little bit of efficiency in cost savings study and identify $5 million of savings. And that's in courses that have low enrollment, like two or three people that are enrolled in a course. You know, it's not very popular, and hopefully we can teach those out and then not renew them. Also, administration. When you compare our university to some other universities, we have more administration load, and so let them find ways to reduce some of the costs, and all the funding will be restored to them. Public media has been funded at historic levels. All state employees will be given raises to bring them up to the 2024 market rate for their salary. And the Wyoming Business Council has been funded for 1 year while we do a deep dive into their organization and see if we can come up with a way that they can be more effective. And everyone has agreed that there needs to be a kind of a change of focus there. Even the governor has said that, you know, it needs to be refocused and so that it actually helps our economy grow a lot better than what it has in the past. So I think those are the four points that people have been really concerned about, and we have been able to address those. And this is a good budget. It's one that I think will pass both chambers today, and the governor hopefully will sign it and we'll go forward.
All right. That's Representative Scott Heiner this morning on the weekday wake up. Representative, what other pieces of legislation would you like to highlight today?
So couple of the other things that are going through are a parental rights bill and a K-12 literacy bill, as well as a bill to remove sexually explicit books from our school libraries. Not remove, but move them to an adult section rather than in the child section. So when this bill came through, the bringer of the bill, the prime sponsor, started reading some of these books that are in our grade school libraries, and that person got called for point of order because it was too graphic for the floor here at the House. So, you know, it gives us an idea of what is actually there. And how we need to protect our children. Let them be kids. Let them play in the dirt. Don't introduce them too soon to some of this explicitly sexual graphic material that is out there. The other thing, Duke, I wanted to highlight is direct distribution increases. We ever since we got rid of the sales tax on food 20 years ago, we've been making that up to the counties and towns and municipalities. But we increased that by about 50% this year over what the governor recommendation was, and changed it to be more stable. And that is a way for backfill for the property tax relief that was passed last year. We tried to get backfill for special districts and towns last year, and we were shut down when the Senate killed that bill. So this year we got that done. That $42 million extra will be going to the towns and communities and special districts to make up for the lower property tax that our citizens are paying. So that was our intent all along, and we got it done this year to help those, especially the special districts that got hit the hardest.
Representative Scott Heiner, House District 18 this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Representative, really appreciate the update and your time. Anything else you want to mention?
It's been a long 3-4 weeks, but hopefully we've done things that's going to actually help the state. I know that a lot of people have been concerned about some of the things we've been doing here, recalibration. I think we've come to a consensus on recalibration that most everyone is agreeing upon. The process of making laws is a long process, and when you see the first piece as it goes into this meat grinder, it gets changed a lot. So because of the public input and all the input from the various organizations, that bill has changed dramatically, and hopefully it will be recognized as something that's going to improve our education system throughout the state.
Scott,
right now it adds $125 million a year to education.
Representative, thank you so much. I appreciate the update. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you so much, Duke.
You bet. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.